Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean and the End Time Men and Women War Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Church. And I am so delighted to be here today on our radio broadcast. I give reverence to God, who is the head of my life. To Apostle Dean, to everyone in their respective places, I just thank and praise God for another opportunity to study the Word of God with you on today. We're going to get ready to call our Bible class to order. We're going to have a short devotion, a song, a scripture, and a prayer. And we're going to go for what we know and study it.
I'm tired of sermons, but not of you. Cast down, not these walls. Don't understand, but I believe. It's turning around for me. I have struggled. I'm disappointed. Then I felt so alone. Some of my friends let me down. But I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me, around for me, around for me, turning around for me. Can you just say it into the atmosphere? Around for me, turning around. I can see the breaking. God is coming. If I stay strong. And it's turning around. This is the good news. And it won't always be like this. He will put up that concern in you. And sooner or later, it'll turn in my favor. Turning around. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concerning. Sooner or later, turn in my favor. Turn in my favor. Turning around for me. Turning around. Believe that just lift your hands to the atmosphere and thank your season to turn around.
The Lord, the scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all of my fears. They looked unto him and were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round and about them that fear him and deliver them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. I just have read you from Psalms 34 from the first verse to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come this evening humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we come tonight in the name of Jesus, asking you. We're confessing and repenting, asking your forgiveness and your cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you today, just dip us down in the blood of Jesus to cleanse every piece of filth, every negative statement. It's not like you in the name of Jesus. We come, Lord, asking you tonight to bless our radio broadcast on tonight. I ask you right now to bind up the strong man tonight. Bind up the strong man, Father, and every one of his demons. Bind them up, cast them out, and command them to go from this radio broadcast and from our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you on tonight. We thank you for allowing us to study your word, Lord.
We thank you for opening up our minds and our heart to be receptive to what you have to say on this evening. I ask you today to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase, and teach your people and myself on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we need you. We trust you. We love you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. And praise the Lord, everybody. We just thank and praise God this evening for just an opportunity to be on our radio broadcast, just to study the word of God on today. And we give God praise and glory today. We're going to be talking about tradition. We're going to be talking a little bit about tradition because, you know, leaders, prophets, apostles, pastors, we're not supposed to be in that tradition stuff. I'm just telling you, it'll bring a wedge between us and God, tradition. So today, I just want to talk a little. We're just going to talk a little bit about it. And what I'm doing right now is I'm in the dictionary looking up the word tradition. So we can know that it's coming right out the Bible, dictionary, right out the Bible. So we'll know what tradition is. Just one second here, because I don't want to say what I think it is. I want us to know what the word tradition means. Out of the Unger, the New Unger's Bible Dictionary, it says tradition is a given over either by word of mouth or in writing, what is delivered. Paul's teaching in 2 Thessalonians in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it is also used of the body of precepts, especially rituals, which in the opinion of the latter or the later Jews were delivered by Moses and orally transmitted in unbroken succession by generations. These precepts, both illustrating and expanding the written law as they did, were to be obeyed with equal reverence. My ancestral traditions or precepts received from the fathers, whether handed down in the Old Testament book, orally or by writing. So tradition is a given over. Tradition is agreeing that something is what it say it is, what they say it is, what the older our father said was. It's so many things we can go back and look at what our mothers and fathers told us, and we try to keep it today. It's a lot of that stuff wasn't right. I know it's a lot of stuff my mama said that wasn't right. Don't sweep my feet, or I got to spit on the broom, or don't walk up on the ladder, and all this kind of stuff. All of that stuff not right. We don't, you know, and then other traditions, like we shoot fireworks on the 4th of July. You know, we shoot guns on New Year's Eve. It's a lot of traditional stuff we're not supposed to be doing. That's not in the Word of God. So we're going to go over to Jeremiah to 10, where all the tradition stuff is over there now. A lot of people won't agree with me. And even in some of the commentaries I had been reading, they still don't believe what Jeremiah is saying. So I'm going to read some of it to you, and we can talk about it. And this is, I was raised up in tradition, so I had to come to this myself. You know, but if it's in the Word of God, what can you do? What can you do? If it's right here, plainly in the Word of God. And you know what? And some people, they still keep them. But you know, they know that it's not from God. It's a lot of pagan stuff, like Easter and stuff like that. But we'll get to it. It says, Jeremiah chapter 10, the first verse says, "Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. The Lord, learn not the ways of the heathen." You know, heathen is the unsaved, the ones that don't even, atheists, and ones that don't want to know who Jesus is. "And be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them." Look up this word too, because we need to know. I want to say what I know it is, but I want you all to know what it is. I want y'all to know what it is. Wait a minute, because we don't get this right tonight. And if you know, hey, it's on you all, but the Lord put it on my heart. I was supposed to have taught this last week, and I didn't. So now I'm teaching it this week because God said do it right back at me again. So, and I'm not one to be hard-headed like that. When the Spirit of the Lord tell me something, because I was looking at something else and I was trying to find tradition somewhere else, he said straight from the Word of God. I don't want it coming from nowhere else. Wait a minute. See, God's going to teach us whether we like it or not. And we got to have an open mind, an open heart, and we don't have to live with this stuff. Anyway, I didn't find it. Anyway, I couldn't find it, but wait a minute. "For the custom of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the wood, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must from wait a minute. They must need be born because they cannot go." I'm trying to make sure I'm on the right page. "But be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil." Okay. "They cannot do evil, neither also is it to do good. For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might." So we're right here where it says, "Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be thou dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathens are dismayed at them." See, when God brings stuff to us, when things happen, God allow things to happen from heaven, from up in the sky, whatever. It's a lot of things happen we don't even know about, the eclipse and stuff like that. You know, people just, they don't understand. I don't understand a lot of it either, but I know God allow it. God allow it. Is somebody calling me on this line? Mm-mm. Okay. "For the custom of the people are vain, and for one cutteth a tree out of the forest." Now, what tree do we cut out the forest? What tree? I mean, it says it's straight up. Let me give her this number. It says, "Cut a tree out of the forest, the hands of a workman with an axe."
this tree is supposed to be a tree that's standing straight, like a palm tree. It says they are upright as the palm tree. So what tree is that? It's not, I'm not trying to make an excuse. It speaks for itself. It's a pine tree, like what we use for Christmas. Oh, we all heard this before. It's nothing new. But we got, as prophets, as leaders, we got to get it right. We can't keep on playing with God in this fashion. We can't keep playing with him in this fashion. We have to know that it says they for the custom of the people are vain, empty, nonsense. For one cutteth the tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. Now believe me, believe what I say. It took me a long time to get used to, but even before I even married, I had stopped kind of doing it anyway. But it was God. It was just time for me to realize and find out that it's in the Bible. And they say, well, as long as you don't bend down to it, how are you going to get the gifts from up under the tree if you don't bend over to get them or bend down to get them? I don't understand what, I mean, I just don't understand what you don't understand or we don't understand about that, and it's in the Word of God. I don't understand that there's so many traditions nowadays. Everything. We take it and we just take it. Men's Day, Women's Day, Earth's Day, Pastor's Day. You know, just Mother's Day, Father's Day, everything. I don't see none of that stuff in this Word of God. But it's man-made tradition. And it says, they are upright as the palm tree, but speaking not. They must need be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil. Neither also is it in them to do good. For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Talking about the heathen. They talk about the heathen. You know, they don't know who God is. Atheists, they know who he is, but they don't want to believe in nothing he got to say. But we as believers, we as leaders, ought to put aside this. We don't have to live with this stuff. God is showing us now, today, that we had so much tradition going to church, like the church was going to save us, and we are the church. But God shut it down, because he the one put the church in up, not in the building. The building is just a building. It's just some stuff that's going to rust and tear up. But the church is in our heart. The church is up. And this is what we have to realize, that everything that we do, God is watching. God is looking at us. So if you read this word and know this stuff is in here, we shouldn't be doing it. Oh, I know our mothers and fathers, because I raised my children with Christmas and the trees and stuff. I was raised the same way. But now that I know better, I'm finna do better. I've been doing better. When I found out where it was, when I found out that it was in the Word of God, we have, even Easter is a pagan holiday. That's a witch holiday. People don't believe in, care nothing about Jesus. Jesus wasn't born on Christmas. He was out in an open manger when he was born. He would have froze to death.
and he sure didn't raise up on the third day, on that Friday, rather. He did get God raised him up on the third day, but it wasn't the day they said. We gotta come to grips. What's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. I preached that sermon about everything that look right ain't right. Everything they say right is not right. We got to know it for ourselves. We got to know the right thing for ourselves. The right stuff, we can't keep accepting this stuff. Because God, believe me, he's not accepting this stuff. I'm telling you, and we leaders, we got to teach the people what's right. We prophets and apostles and pastors and preachers and evangelists and teachers, we got to teach them what's right, whether they accept it or not. God said, don't make them take it, but tell them anyway. Preach and teach it to them like it's supposed to be done. And I got a call and a charge to do this. This is what we have to do. We got to stand boldly because God has given us the authority to say what's right and what's wrong. I've always, when I was little, thought it was a Santa Claus. Until my daddy had an accident and all the toys was tore up. Santa Claus didn't come that day. We, and I know it seems so lovely and it's so loving and you have family and you do all this and all that. Not even Thanksgiving is in the Bible. I haven't seen it, but, and it ain't no but. It's man-made to me. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen it in the Bible, but ain't nothing wrong with get-together eating. But when it says that we go cut the tree, it's an upright, straight-up tree. We go cut the tree, and then we deck it with Syrian gold. That's exactly what we do. What other tree did we do like that? Then I was even looking in the commentary. They still don't want to accept it. They were saying, well, you have to bend down and worship. You have to bend down in front of the tree. And the man who was writing in the commentary say, well, if you bending down in front of the tree, you worshiping it. He said, but I don't believe in this not having Christmas. How can you change God's word? I don't care how necessary we think it is. How necessary we think it is not so. Even on Easter, and you know, it's a pagan holiday. It's when these folks worship the sun god or something. No. We're not supposed to be doing that, and I know I did it because I got baptized on that day. And I thought it was a day I should get baptized on. So people say, well, just keep it like that. I can't keep it like that. You know, I can't take it back. But I'm saying I know the real truth of the day because I'm thinking, well, this is the day that Jesus Christ rose, that God raised him up. But it's not. Easter means something else. We go and hide eggs and all this kind of stuff for the kids and dressing up for it. See, when God gets through putting us in predicament. Now, when I was still living in St. Louis, my sister-in-law and brother-in-law, we was riding around. And we seen this park down by our house, and it had picnic. So we said, we're going to go to the picnic and act like we know everybody, the family reunion, act like we know everybody and eat. We got halfway into it, and I saw pagan picnic. We had to run like I don't know what to get out of there because everybody was trying to speak to us. They was trying to flag us down and wave us down. Because we had come over into the enemy's camp trying to get some food in these bellies. But this is not what God wants us to do. We right is right and wrong is wrong. That's why these churches, to me, are closed. Pastors ain't teaching what's right, what's truly right, what's in the Bible right. They, we're not telling them. We just waiting on our paycheck or Apostle Dean's Cash App. No. I'm going to tell you the what the word say and let God Cash App me what I need. I don't need man to Cash App me. I want to tell you the truth. Before God get me, kill me. Let me kill myself. We got to come to grips with all this tradition stuff because tradition would keep you separated from God. And it keep, that's one thing I know will keep you separated. That's one thing I know will keep you separated from God. Let me read on. He said, but they are altogether brutish and foolish. The stock is a doctrine of vanity. Vanity is something empty. It ain't nothing. The stock is, the doctrine is vanity. It's empty, that doctrine. Silver spread into plate is brought from tarnish. And gold from Ufaz, the work of the workmen and of the hands of the founder. Blue and purple is their clothing. They are all the work of the cunning men. Cunning men. Slick men. Tricked. Cunning. We got to do right. You know, God is so upset now. Stuff study coming out, stuff, other stuff, study happening. Study happening, brain-eating disease, flesh-eating disease, all this. And we still teaching wrong stuff. We still not doing what God wants us to do. He done shut every church down. Oh, we ain't supposed to let the devil shut the church down. I don't think the devil ain't got enough to shut no church down. He can't do it. God didn't authorize him to shut no church down. God shut it down because we ain't teaching the people right. We ain't teaching them right. We got to stand boldly, flat-footed, and tell the truth. That's the only thing that's going to set us free. The only thing. And if we don't tell them, who going to tell them? We got it. I don't care who it is, where you at. If they doing wrong, especially if they bring you in the conversation, no, that ain't right. I don't care what it looks like, what it seems like. You tell them, but it's a way to tell them. You don't have to snap them up. You just tell them, hey, you asking me? No, I don't feel that's right. You know, we all do so-and-so, so-and-so. Because the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit is a gentle person, a gentle. He's not going to push none on you. He's going to be nice and calm. Tell you what's right and what's wrong. Even though it may hurt them or whatever, it's still a way to tell them. You got to tell them in the right way. Because then you can probably minister to that person some more. Even though they don't like what you said, but if you said right, then they'll accept it, and they'll look into it. But it's a way you do anything, and God ain't going to tell you to snap nobody up. He's going to tell you to try to smooth it out and teach you how to do this. It's been a many times I had to shut my mouth and let somebody, you know, keep talking till they got through to the end and frame me, tell me and all that. And when they got through, I said, well, you know what? We all have different opinions, but my opinion is this. And, you know, and I can show it to you in the Word of God. Don't teach what you think. You take them to the Word because everything that we deal with in life is in this Word of God. Everything. It's a word for every situation, and we have to be ready to give the people a word for every question they ask us. We have to have a word for them. That's why it says, study to show yourself approved. We have to study every day. Every day. We need to know something in that Bible, because they gonna come to you. Well, what's this? And why is this? And what's that? And why is this? Because they want to know why you changed. And you changing. And why you doing this and everybody else doing that. I don't care what everybody else doing. Believe me, on Christmas don't a light come on. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they say. I don't care. Oh, you a Scrooge? I'm going to be a Scrooge, all right. Because the word of God says this in Jeremiah 10. That's why. In Easter, it's the worst thing we could have ever, tradition we could have ever brought in. Because, honey, what Christ, God raising Christ, got to do with eggs and chocolate and Easter bunnies and rabbits? What they got to do with it? Nothing. It don't even go together. Christ and Easter bunnies and eggs. I'm telling you, we got to do the right stuff. We got to. And you know, the Jehovah's Witness, they don't celebrate nothing. But they change the word of God around on. I didn't been in their company plenty times. They try to trick me and use their Bible, and I have mine. Yeah, they stopped coming to this house. It's marked X on this house. They don't come here no more because we caught them up in here. And they tried to break out when Apostle Dean got through with them. They was like, man, let me out of here. Right. We X'd out of there. They don't even stop here no more. They on the other side of the street. Because we have a Savior. And we don't have to have a different Bible. It's a lot of different translations. But we want to use what God wrote, what God inspired me in to write. You know, so I just feel like we all are being held accountable for this. And tradition will cause a family to break up. Let's long about God, turn his back. But it'll cause a family to break up, and then we're responsible for teaching our children the same stuff like my mama and daddy taught me. You know, I can't say that, but it's so, like I say, it's so many things that our parents, they didn't know, they knew what their parents taught them. But when God make it a point for you to find out, that means change coming. I don't care how bad, because believe me, I love Christmas. I love to decorate the tree. I love all that stuff, cooking, all that. But if God don't like it, I don't want nothing if God don't want it. If he said no, honey, if he said don't do it, no. Don't do it. Especially don't teach people to do it when you know it's wrong, or if they come to you and ask you about it, and you say, well, you know, that's what they say in the Bible, but you know, you can, you know, it ain't gonna hurt nothing. You know, we was raised up and it didn't hurt us. But honey, you don't know what it did, and you don't know what kind of judgment gonna come on the parents, because we didn't taught our children this thing. You know, we don't know. It says it's plainly in the clear, in the Bible, clearly in the Bible. It don't cut the tree. We're going to deck it with silver and gold. We didn't cut the tree down, and we didn't deck it with silver and gold, and then we take it to work, and then we take it to the church house and put it up in the church. And he said, don't do it. And you got it in my house? I don't think so. He said, I close every one of them down because y'all ain't teaching the right stuff. Y'all not teaching the right stuff. You already moved my day, my Sabbath day, to Sunday when it's supposed to be Saturday. Man moved it. God didn't move it and put it on Sunday. Man moved it. But we went on, and we didn't stop him from filling us with the Holy Ghost and saving us and everything. It didn't stop him. But it's still wrong. It's still wrong. But that's okay, because every day is God day. Every day we can worship God anywhere. But he said, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy, holy, holy. That's what he said. You know, and people think, oh, that's old, that's commandments, that's old, it's not. Y'all better know that stuff when Jesus made those, God made those Ten Commandments, he didn't change them. He added to them. He didn't change them. Creflo Dollar was talking about, you don't have to keep them commandments. That is a lie. And the truth is not in Creflo Dollar. And I would stand on his nose and tell him that. Because we better be able to keep every one of those Ten Commandments and them other two that he gave us. That's all I'm saying. People, and then when you start telling people, they get offended. They don't want to hear that stuff. Because I didn't want to hear it. But I got to study. He said, my people perish. They die for the lack of knowledge. We'll help ourselves live long lives if we'll do what the word of God says. Just be obedient to his word. I don't care how bad we want to do it. God knows if we need it. I want what God wants for me. If you don't want me to have so-and-so, block it, Lord. I done told him that too many times. I don't want it if you don't want me to have it. I don't want to do this if you don't want me to do it. I want what God wants for my life, because he knows the plans he has for us, and they're good. And that's what we have to lean and depend on, the word of God, and not our own stuff. Because this flesh gonna want to please its own self. We don't even want to fast to crucify it. But we want to fill our bellies with all this stuff that ain't no good for us. And he studied allowing the enemy to just rob us of our lives, eating this pig and stuff, these swine flu coming back out. Because we eating the wrong stuff. We ain't supposed to eat pig no way. But we eat it. Snoops and ribs and all this stuff we ain't supposed to eat. If we were supposed to eat it, he wouldn't have never put the demon in the swine. But it caused high blood pressure. Stuff that's not good for us. But we living in traditions. There's something that's going to keep us separated from God. I don't want nothing or nobody to come in between me, God and I. Nothing and nobody. Let God be true in every man alive. We sin every day. Oh, I'm holy. I don't sin. The devil is a liar. If you don't, you're a liar and the truth ain't in you. That's why we have to repent all the time, because we sin all the time, because we sitting up thinking about stuff we shouldn't, talking about people that we shouldn't. I used to gossip about people all the time. I used to gossip. Didn't think I was gossiping. I'm talking now, but that's what gossiping is. God had to deliver me from gossiping. Oh, girl, you know what? She shouldn't have been doing this. No way. She got that dress on her too short, this and this and this. No, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth up. Whatever they doing, let them do it and let God do it. Because we ain't God and we can't do nothing else. Shut your mouth up. Let God be God. That's going to keep you from out of the trouble. That's going to keep you from being separated from God. And that'll open up every door for demons to come in. That's how evil spirits get in. We sitting up with this negative spirit all over us. And girl, yeah. And she said sitting. Her man said standing. All this kind of mess. I'm so glad to be delivered from it. Because I used to talk about people. Say my opinion. That's what I thought. But that was my running my mouth. But I confessed it to the Lord. And I repented from it. And I'm not going to talk about nobody. And that's what we all have to make up in our mind. I don't care what nobody do. You give it to God and put it on the altar and let God deal with it because we are not God. It ain't nothing we can do unless God allow it. Nothing the devil can do unless God allow it. But as far as these traditions, Easter, Men's Day, Women's Day, Usher's Day, every day. Always something. Always some kind of tradition. And then we want to fight over the money. Girl, and this. And then you got to give. You got to pay dues, and you got to pay this, and you got to pay. You have to have $100 to be on the Usher Board Day program. All this kind of stuff. God didn't tell us to do that. He didn't tell us to do it. Man-made holiday. Man-made. We need to take it back. We have to take it back. That's what we need to do. Take it back. But I thank and praise God on today for all that he do and how he opened up our heart to receive his word. If you don't receive it, that's on you. I don't really care. I don't care because God told me to do this. You think I want to teach this? This ain't what I had to teach. I was teaching on prophets. But God said, I don't know. You know, we have to make sure we in order. Things are done in order the way God wants them to be done. Order is, I'm telling you, when things are out of order, everything shifts. Everything shifts. But I thank God on today that he allowed me to just teach this. When my husband used to, when we first got married, we had it round and round. Round and round because he was trying to teach me this stuff and I was saying, no, I'm going to have my tree. Or you could go back to Michigan. I'm going to have this and this and this. You don't come here and change nothing. And this and this and this. And God had to pull me to the side. He said, hold up now. You're talking to your husband wrong, first of all. Then he is to teach you. If you don't teach him. Secondly. Thirdly, he is the one that's supposed to be paying the bills and not you. He is the one supposed to be doing this and this and that and not you. So go and sit down for I sit you now. So this is what we have to come into grips with. And if your husband ain't up to par, let God get him up there, because he will. If your wife ain't where she's supposed to be, let God get her where she's supposed to be. We ain't nobody. God made us, created us. He knows just what we need every time. And women, ladies, if you don't treat your husband like you're supposed to, God gonna deal with that bus. He gonna deal with you. And husbands, if you don't treat your wife right, like she's supposed to be treated, like God said treat her, oh, he gonna shake your tree all right. I don't have a problem, because see, what we fail to realize, God is our Father. That's why when Father's Day came, I said, I want to spend some time with my Father. Our Father. That's who my Father is. And that's who I spend time with. Because he is the one that's going to make things the way they should be made. Make us do the right thing. He'll tell us when, if we just listen. The Holy Spirit ain't going to let us do nothing wrong. He'll be all on your conscience. You better do this. You better call and say this. You better do this. He ain't going to let you do nothing wrong. It'll be you to wear you all night. You won't sleep none. You have to get up 2 or 3 o'clock. Now, why am I not sleep? What's going on? Why am I not sleeping? Sitting up looking like a hoodah. Because the Holy Spirit been trying to get your mind all day. And there's so much stuff boggled up in our mind until he can't get it. He be trying to get our attention all the time. But we have to obey the voice of the Lord. When we hear it, and believe me, he can speak to an animal. He can speak to a child. Don't think children can't tell you nothing. He'll let you watch TV. You watching television, he'll let somebody speak on television and say something he wanted to say to you. It has happened. I got up this morning at 3. When I woke, my eyes opened. All I could hear was faithful, faithful. Here's a cow song, and it played for about 6 hours. I said, Lord, what is it? Faithful, faithful. And I know God is faithful. Every time I got settled in my spirit, that's all I heard all day. I say, Lord, thank you, Jesus, because you faithful. He just, from the time my eyes opened, that music, faithful, faithful, and that's all I heard, because I don't know none of the other part of it. That's all I heard all day long. Even when I had to run out, that's all I heard. God is so faithful to us. He's just such a blessing to us. He won't do nothing wrong. He won't tell us, lead us no other way but right. Because he God. And we belong to him. I just thank and praise God for today. I thank and praise him. For if you don't know if it's wrong to do, ask somebody before you do it. Because all these holidays, God didn't make them. All these holidays. He didn't make them. Man made them. And sometimes we can get too carried away. I'm not saying 4th of July was wrong. I'm not saying Memorial Day was wrong. God didn't make them. Man made them. I didn't say they was wrong, because we don't have to do a whole lot of stuff. But like on 4th of July, so many people died all over the country from people shooting. And other people showing, burning up people's houses. God ain't going to tell you to do nothing to cause that. And so many people got their house caught on fire from fireworks. And then other people were shot and killed. And this is what we have to kind of judge it by. By how things happen on these days on New Year's. I don't do nothing but get on my face and pray. Be trying to hide and duck from bullets, because I've been shot. It ain't no good feeling. So I'm going to be down, because I'm from East St. Louis. I know how to get down. The thing is, we have to ask God before we do a whole lot of things.
to stay out of trouble with God. And if anybody want to know anything about that, please, please ask your leader, ask your pastor, ask, I don't care, somebody that got a good word from the Lord that's going to tell you the truth. Am I your enemy because I tell you the truth? I love everybody on here. Everybody. My heart, I love y'all. And I won't say nothing different and nothing wrong. And if I can't find out, I'm going to find out. If I don't know it, I'm going to find out. But we got to learn. We got to make the step not to stay in these traditions. Because that's why God has set these churches down. Because there's too much tradition up in there. You got to wear a white dress today, a blue, and don't sit over there in Mother Williams' seat and all this kind of stuff. And the church is us. It's us. So, you know, I thank and praise God. I just thank God for what he teaches me. What he teaches me. You know, he just opened my eyes. I've been knowing this stuff. But it's like I'm asleep to it until you get ready for me to teach and say it. Now, I've been knowing, like I say, it's been about 10 years since I had a tree up. I haven't had a tree up because it said don't, and I ain't going to do it. Oh, I had some pretty trees and stuff. But you believe me, in order for you to get that gift from us under that tree, you're going to bend. You're going to bow. Oh, yeah, you're going to bow. Yep, you're going to get down there and get a gift unless you're sitting it up high somewhere. Mm-hmm. So that's what we have to, you know, and I just want you all to know that it's a tradition. It's a tradition. And tradition separates us from God. That's what I want everybody to know. And if you got any reservation about something, don't do it. Find out about it first. Study to show yourself approved. Don't do it. Because everything we're supposed to be doing, basically, is right here in this word of God. You're supposed to live the way God wants you to live. So, amen. I just thank and praise God for this tonight. Because the truth has set us free from a whole lot of things. I remember when I used to have barbecues on May 3rd holiday and stuff. And it did start fights and, you know, drunk people get drunk. It just, I'm telling you, and God wasn't a part of that. He's not a part of that. So it's something about it. It's something about it. We got to know what to do and how to do it. You can barbecue and you can do other things and have picnics and everything without getting drunk and all that kind of stuff like that. You know, it's a way to do anything. So, amen. God bless you all. I thank God for each one of y'all because, you know, somebody else would have hung the phone up and all kind of stuff because people don't want you talking about Christmas and Easter. Those are their holidays and Memorial Day and, you know, they got all kind of days. And people don't want that. They don't want to hear that stuff because them big days for them. But every day that God wake us up, it's a big day for us. It's a big day. Every day. And that's what we have to look at. So I'm not going to hold you. I just thank and praise God for each one of y'all. We're going to get ready to close our Father in the name of Jesus. I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for everyone that's under the sound of my voice, all the ones that was on the radio broadcast, the ones that got off or whatever. I thank and praise God for each one of y'all. In the name of Jesus, I ask God to cover each one of us in the blood of Jesus and encamp his angels all around about us and our families to protect us from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, bless them, cover them, keep them, Lord, in everything they do and everything they say, Lord, and they going out and coming back in, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and glory. The grace of the Lord of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with us all. God love you all, and I love you too. Be blessed. Have a good day. Good night.